It is time now for an Atlanta rap edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
I just took a flick with your girlfriend. Girl, you dripping if you think you gonna hurt me.
Shorty wanna ball with the team. What? Money sitting tall, y'all mean. What?
Brandon Peters and Maurice Garland host the podcast Day One Radio about music in Atlanta. They're with us now. Hi, guys.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
It's good to have both of you. And, you know, there's been a lot of rap music coming out of Atlanta for a long time. Migos, Gucci Mane, there's Ludacris. Now there's a whole TV show about the rap industry on FX. Why has the city become such a hotbed for new rappers?
I think it's become such a hotbed because, you know, there's so much to draw from as far as, you know, like the blueprint of it all. And when I say that, I mean, this has been going on since like the 80s. And for the most part, most of the people that have jumped into it have garnered some kind of recognition off of this. So when the next guy sees it, you know, they have that as a, you know, a direct point of reference to where, you know, they could say, okay, well, I see what this person did right. Let me try to mimic exactly what they did and maybe sprinkle my own little flavor on there.
No, I agree, definitely. I mean, people are doing well. So when you see people doing well, you're like, hey, I can do that too. Plus, here, there's a lot of collaboration between artists, which helps push that narrative forward as well. Because if you have, it's classic, you know, I've heard of this artist A, he's doing a song with artist B. Oh, I like his verse on there. I like that beat. So let me go listen to some of their stuff, too. And then it's just like, you know, fan upon fan upon fan. And it grows.
What makes Atlanta rap unique?
You know, a few things make it unique. And I'm glad that you asked that. Like, Atlanta has a reputation for not having a lot of old buildings. You know, every time you come down here, every 2 to 5 years, something has been torn down and something new has replaced it. Yeah. So you can see the same correlation with the music. You know, of course, you know, the music has a rich history. Like I said, it dates back to the 80s with your Mojos and your Shadees, and then eventually your Sammy Sams. We went to your Outkast, Goody Mobs, up to the Jeezys, T.I., so on and so forth. But, you know, every few years the sound changes, which can be directly, you know, paralleled with the composition of the city, like I just brought up. You know, it's like it's hard to find an old building in Atlanta.
The it's always changing.
The music kind of operates the same way. Exactly, exactly.
All right, well, let's listen to some of what you wanted us to hear. This is from J.I.D. This is called Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Love me like drugs, I might be. Yo, love like bull. Turn on lights, please. Turn off your cool. I mean, I might freeze. I mean, hold on, relax. Please give me a chance. I won't move too fast. I ain't hear what you said. We were celebrating life and trying to get to the fed. But me and my two, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Damn.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Try to say that 10 times fast. Tell us about this. Who's J.I.D.?
J.I.D., he's a cat from like the east side of Atlanta. He's in a crew called Spillage Village, which also features Earth Gang. The three of them all went to Hampton University. J.I.D. actually played football for the football team up there. And he recently signed to J. Cole's Dreamville imprint. And it's a cool story to see because I've hosted shows in smoky bars and lounges, you know, where he was not the headliner. You know, he would come out as a guest of Earth Gang, or he would be the guy with his name at the bottom of the flyer in small letters, you know. And now, you know, you're seeing his ascension into being, you know, a rap superstar. Like, he's gained, you know, comparisons to Kendrick Lamar with, you know, the things that he does with his voice and his pitch and the speed that he raps at times.
Are a lot of rap artists copying that Kendrick Lamar sound, do you think, right now?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's copying. I don't think it's possible for most artists to copy what Kendrick is doing because he's that special. But I feel like if you're self-aware and you actually spend quality time on music and you're lyrical, you're gonna get those comparisons because there aren't that many artists that are taking it that deep with how they're recording their music. But nah, I don't think it's a lot of artists that are trying.
But do you think being influenced by?
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but, if right. you pay attention, you can't help but be influenced by the top guy or one of the top guys.
All right, well, let's listen to the next one that you brought us. This is Ra Ra. This is called FWM.
Clean on Frank Sinatra, Sammy Dean, Peter Joy on string. Rat pack, quarter brick and backpack. Quarterback, second kickback. Hijack that little. See my trap, I like them all. We got them quick. APD gonna try to book it. I'm younger, cricket. I'm younger, rich. I'm matching. I'm on the grid.
Tell us about this one.
Ra Ra actually has a pretty deep history for people that pay close attention to rap. He was actually signed as Young Capone under Jermaine Dupri's So-So Def label, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years plus.
Yeah, so he's reinvented himself and dropped material, I would say, for the last 3 or 4 years. But he recently aligned with T.I., and it's kind of out of there. Like, so the success that he's been trying to garner for all these years, putting out projects, I think it's finally upon him.
Now, in the show Atlanta, one of the ways that the rap artist is getting himself out there is through the radio station. Is that what, if you're a rap artist in Atlanta today, is that what you have to do, is get airplay on the radio, or do you have to go out and perform at clubs, or what's the way that that works?
Well, you have to do all of those things. Typically, the story has been, you know, you make the song, go to the club and DJ's first, quote unquote,
what
the streets.
Kind of club, Reese?
I mean, strip clubs, you know, nightclubs, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, usually, you know, strip clubs, and there's a whole other theory I have to that, but, you know, people usually take their songs to the DJ at the strip club or the most popular club. Then eventually it makes its way to the radio station from guys that work at the radio station being in those clubs. The thing that sets Atlanta radio apart from a lot of other large market stations is they usually have an open door policy with independent artists.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear somebody that does not have a record deal, might have just started rapping yesterday. You could be listening to the radio and there's a local independent artist that has their song in heavier rotation than the person that signed to the major record label.
100%. Mm. And I will say that the radio, for the most part, I'll say the DJs and to an extent sometimes the programmers, they listen to the people. What people like here generally drives what ends up being big hits at the club and on the radio and eventually nationally in some cases.
All right. Well, up next, you wanted us to hear from Russ. This is What They Want.
What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I've been at for 9 years. Now they start to call. I'm a DIY pioneer. They trying to get involved. Yippee-ki-yay, got to set it off. I'm probably the only one. Yeah.
Almost sounds like there's a reggae influence there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Russ gets his influence from everywhere, and I think that's what translates so well to his fans. That song in particular, there's probably a million people that have not heard that song, but that song is actually platinum already. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like he built his fan base from like the ground up. Like, he is the guy that was on the internet trolling everybody, like adding everybody on Twitter saying, listen to my mixtape, listen to my mixtape, listen to my mixtape, please, please, please. And then, you know, he kept making music to where, you know, if you go on his SoundCloud page, you will fall down a rabbit hole of music for like months and months and months. Like, he likes to brag that, you know, he already had 11 albums out before he signed a record deal. Like, he signed a record deal
and he's only 24 years old.
Right.
Didn't you say, like, he, for like a long time, he posted a different song every day?
Yeah, he would post a new song every day, every week. And I asked him about that when I interviewed him once. And from his perspective, he says, I wake up with a new thought, a new emotion, a new perspective every day. So how could I not put out a new song?
All right. Well, we have time for one more. And this is something that both of you wanted us to hear. This is Sci-Hi the Prince, who's from Stone Mountain, Georgia. This is called New Africa.
A king of diamonds in Liberia, ballin' in Algeria, ain't gotta put my jury up. And if you black, you fit the criteria. New Africa. We need Oprah to open up some old schools. Tell Michael Jordan we need some old shoes.
New Africa.
Make sure every rapper still got Pro Tools. I'm just saying that'd be a bold move. Make Obama the president. His daddy from Kenya, so that make even better sense. Tell Morehouse to bring all the medicine. Bachi got a party out in Ghana. Tell him let us in.
What do you like about this one?
New
New Africa.
The thing I like about this is what I like about most of Sahai's music. He's a very conceptual rapper. You know, he does a great job at weaving different stories and concepts into his lyrics. It's very rare that he just gets on the track and just throws random words together. Every song is very structured, very conceptual. And I remember him sharing with me in an interview where he said he got that from, you know, school. He said he was not a very good student in school, but he excelled at the school projects because it allowed him to put concepts together. So he just kind of took that same process into writing his raps. So, you know, that's the thing that I like about New Africa, which is the same thing I like about most of his music. He's good at putting together very interesting concepts.
Well, very interesting. A lot of great rap there coming out of Atlanta. Brandon Peters and Maurice Garland, the hosts of the podcast Day One Radio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org. In New Africa.